It is Westville ball to start the second. They lead 13-10 over Warsaw here in the Tiger Den. At the free throw line, Hannah picked up his dribble. Out of the near side for Caden Pepper. Back to far side for Jackson. He makes space but didn't shoot. Hannah back to a pass, picked off. Trey Davis opened up beautifully and took it away. Up ahead, Martin in for the right to the glass. No good. Rebound. Martin is tied up. Held ball, and the air belongs to Warsaw. The numbers through one, 6 of 12 shooting for Westville, 1 of 4 from the arc. Warsaw in the first quarter was 3 of 8, 3 of 6 from three-point range, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And on the inbounds, Finlinson gets it into Martin right corner, out to the elbow for Sullivan. Sullivan now to the top of the circle for Jaeger. Not a Martin. He'll hand off to Sullivan on the weave. Out to Trey Davis. Left side to Finlinson. Off a screen with space. Lobs down in deep. Davis reverses. Throws it out to Sullivan. He couldn't reel it in. Taken away by Caden Pepper for Westville. Caden into the corner for Hannon. Out to the wing for Walpole. Walpole dribbles in. Throws it into the corner. Up the baseline comes Sonati. They'll swing it out. And now a drive up the left side by Caden Pepper. No good. Sullivan's got the rebound. He'll take off with it. Lobs it ahead to Martin. Back to Sullivan. Sullivan makes a fake. He'll drive into the block. Had a shot blocked. Foul called. We're at the other end, so we will give our friend Kirk Robinson the benefit of the doubt on that one. But from this end, that looked pretty clean. Free throws coming up here for Sullivan. Well, in the season's 12 out of 16, he did not go to the free throw line last night. Drew looking for his fourth point of the game. He had two last night. He averages three, and the first one is around and in.
After a slow start, we've kind of picked it back up. It's a pretty good ball game going right now. We've had a few unforced turnovers. We had a travel. We had a charge. And I think if we take care of the basketball, we'll find ourselves building a little bit of a lead here.
Bricker into the game. Trey Davis out. Sullivan shoots. Makes them both. Good start for Drew. He's got five. He comes out. Gould back in at 6:47 of the first half. Westville 13, Warsaw 12. And here come the Blackhawks of Westville under first-year coach Kyle Sonati. Hannon out near the timeline. Out of the middle of the court for Walpole. Off to the right, Jackson. Jackson now throws it out to Hannon. To the right for Walpole. Now driving left is Caleb Pepper. Down to the block, faking it's Jaeger, kicks it out. Walpole for three, air ball, and the rebound's batted out of bounds, and Jaeger is the one who hit it. It's good to hear from Janet Price and know that she's doing well. She's listening on the other side of town tonight. Westville with the inbounds. Hannon in the lane, kicks it out near side for Walpole. Walpole hands back for Hannon. Out of the far side, open is Caleb Pepper. He shoots a three. It's no good, and it's all worse on the rebound. Bricker's got it for the Tigers. Gould up the near sidelines. Takes it down to the arc. Picks up his dribble, and he'll throw it to Jaeger between the rings. Needed to really want it there, but he was happy to come help. Finlinson drives right. Hands it off for Gould. Bricker quickly down into Jaeger. Spins left. Leans in. Shot it. No good. Pepper with good defensive position. And he grabs the rebound. Here comes Caleb Pepper down to the right baseline. Oh, he threw that whip pass, and it hit Bricker right in the chest. He apparently is okay. It's out of bounds to Westville. Hannon, okay, I'll share that thought in a minute. Off the inbounds, it's Caden Pepper for about a 12-footer outside the lane on the left. He's got eight, and Westville leads 15-12. Gould across the line. Oh, he lost the handle on it, and he got it back. Was knocked away so he can dribble. Now he needs a friend. He got rid of it the last second to Finlinson. Finlinson drives to the middle. He'll shoot from the foul line, and it wouldn't go. Rebound, though, to Martin for two. Two guys from Westville blocked out, but nobody blocked out Martin. He came all the way from the free throw line to make it a one-point game again. Now a step-back three by Jackson. Way off the mark. Jaeger's got the rebound for Warsaw. Gould starts up. He ran into Jackson. Now he got around Jackson. Takes it in for a floating six-footer. That's good. Carson with his first two. Warsaw has the big number on the board for the first time. It's 16-15 Tigers. 4:45 left to play first half. Pepper Bounce across. Bricker stole it. He's all by himself. He'll take it down and lay it in. 8 first half points for Bricker, and the Tigers are on a run. They lead 18-15. He was going to dunk that, wasn't he?
Looked like he might have tried. I'm just glad it went in.
High pick and roll. Jackson in the lane against Jaeger. Kicks it out in the far corner for Caleb Pepper. Now he'll flip it back to Hammond. Hannon on the drive against Gould to the near side. Jackson, a jab step and a fake, and Jaeger's just too close. And Jackson didn't want to mess with it. Now a drive left in the corner. Jackson will shoot this one for 3. It rims over the backboard and out of bounds. And here comes Sanati back into the game. And Walpole will check out of the game. And here come the Tigers up by 3. Bricker. Finlinson left side to Gould. Down to the corner, Bricker curling off a screen. Down to the baseline, Jaeger against a triple team. He'll turn and shoot it anyway. No good. And the rebound's grabbed by Peppers. A Pepperer for Westville. Caden up ahead for Sonity. On the drive comes Caleb Pepper. Spins down in. Couldn't get past Gould. Jackson back to Hannon. Right back to Jackson outside the lane. Into the corner. 3 on the way by Sonity. That's no good. And Finlinson comes flying in for the rebound for Warsaw. Tigers still by 3. 3:15 left to play here in the opening half. Gould with a crossover to the right elbow. Out to Finlinson. Finlinson with a head fake and out to Bricker near the center circle. 3:05 left to play, first half. Bricker at the left elbow. Falls and fires from 10. Banked it too high, no good. Rebound grabbed by Caleb Pepper for Westville. In transition, Jackson has no numbers. Ooh, threw it to Caleb Pepper, who wasn't looking. And then Hannon got off balance at midcourt. It's knocked free, but picked up by Jackson. He takes it up, and he missed it. Finlinson the rebound. Gould up ahead, 2-on-2. Martin in for the right, pulls up from 8 feet. Shot it over everything. Rebound to Westville. Still 18-15. 2:35 left to play, first half. Hannon left alone. Drives in. Knocked away by Martin, taken by Finlinson. Now to Gould. Back to Finlinson. From the left, he missed it. Bricker tried to tip it in, could not. Bricker with it under the basket, down the left wing. Ball knocked away, he got it out of there to Martin. Now to Gould between the circles. Down in deep, bad pass. Tipped out, but grabbed by Finlinson. He'll shoot a 25-footer. Missed it way short. The game's a mess right now at both ends. Warsaw is still leading 18-15. Hannon into the front court. At the top of the circle, timeout, Kyle Sonati. It's a 30, and we'll take it. 2:05 left to go in the first half. Warsaw 18, Westville 15. Back at 30 on News Now Warsaw. Next week on Tiger Talk, we will start bringing in the other winter coaches. We'll be working with Anthony DeBroda to talk about girls swimming. Boys swimming sectional is here at the high school Thursday and Saturday. And Westville has the ball. Coach Sonati, you could tell in his face, he wanted to settle things down. Warsaw comes out in a half-court trap. Ball tipped in the backcourt. Jackson then lost the handle on it, picks it back up. It's like they're playing with a ball that's about half inflated. Hannon out of here on the left, guarded by Sullivan. Drives all the way to the right, still guarded by Sullivan. Passed the paint, knocked away by Gould, but Carson got a foul out of it and deserved it. It's his first. And it's out of bounds to Westville again. 18-15 Tigers, 1:40 left to play before halftime. Hannon on the inbounds, into the corner, right side to Jackson, right in front of the Warsaw bench. He gives it out to Caden Pepper. Puts his head down against Sullivan. He's surrounded. He'll shoot it anyway and score. Caden Peppers becomes the first player on either team in double figures. He's got 10. He earned those two. Warsaw played him pretty well defensively, but he leaned around one defender and is able to sneak it in to make it 18-17. Sullivan right wing. Out top to Martin. Martin drives left side, takes it down the block, and a foul's going to be called. I think Caden Pepper's going to get this one. No. Walpole, that's his first. Team second. Gould on the inbound. Berger in the game for the Tigers. Sullivan has it left corner, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Right now, Westville looks like the quicker team, which is, again, not to say that they're trying harder or that Warsaw isn't trying hard enough. Just neither team playing very well right now. And Westville's quickness is keeping them around. Martin left wing. Out top the Berger. Drives right. Got to the block. Lost the ball. Out of bounds. That thing's a greased pig out there right now, Jim.
Hasn't been very good the last couple minutes here, last two, 3 minutes. We've been sitting on 18 for a while.
Still leading. Westville with the ball working to the near end. Right side, Pepper shoots a three. No good. Sullivan the rebound for Warsaw. And then the ball is knocked out of bounds. And it's going to belong to the Tigers again. One thing that you can say through the course of the season, Warsaw just does not take good care of the basketball. They get the ball poked away from behind, from the side, and sometimes in front a lot. Berger across the line, out to Trey Davis, right side to Sullivan, 33 seconds left in the half. Gould hands back to Berger. Berger, left side to Martin. Martin, who had 3 points early in the second quarter, still has three. Out top to Berger, drives left, and he threw it out of bounds. Berger threw it to the corner, which is where Trey Davis was. Trey saw his man come up the lane, Jim, and he thought he was going to get a backdoor pass.
Another unforced turnover. We've had quite a few this quarter.
Tigers easily have to be at 10. Sonati, high pass, good catch by Caleb Pepper. He'll drive into Sullivan, put it up and in, and a foul. What a shot by Caden Pepper. He's got 12 and a chance for a three-point play. Westville back to the lead, 19-18, with 3.9 left in the half.
He's taking a few threes. I hope he keeps taking threes because he's a tough matchup when he puts the ball down and goes.
Free throw up, no good. Long rebound, loose in the lane, grabbed by Gould. He'll shoot it from 60 at the buzzer, and it's off the front of the rim. At halftime, Westville 19, Warsaw 18. First half scoring comes your way after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den, Warsaw trails Westville 19-18. First half scoring for the Blackhawks, Gavin Hannon 2, Brian Jackson 2, Dylan Walpole with 3 on a 3-point basket, and Caden Pepper's got the rest. He had 12 first half points. For Warsaw, Luke Bricker's the leader with 8. Drew Sullivan has 5 off the bench. Brant Martin just 3, and Carson Gould with 2. Warsaw trailed 13-10 after one, and even though the Tigers outscored Westville 8-6 in that quarter, Westville still has the lead 19-18 here at halftime. We were never tied. We had two first half lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 48-31. The JV's won 9 in a row and is now 14-4 on the season. Westville falls to 14-5. Jaron Courtois for the second night in a row in double figures. 14 points tonight. He had 25 points for the weekend. Kellen Bailey added 12 for Warsaw. Again, at halftime of the varsity, it's 19-18 Blackhawks. We'll come back with the first half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den. Warsaw trails Westville 19-18. Here at the intermission, time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Alder Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Westville was 9 of 23 from the field. They were 1 of 10 from three-point range and 0 of 1 at the free throw line. Warsaw was 6 of 19 from the field. It's 31%. 3 of 7 from the arc, 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 15-10. Turnovers, it felt like more turnovers, but Westville, according to the stats, had 6 and Warsaw had 7. Points off turnovers, Westville with 6, Warsaw 2. Second chance points, Warsaw with 2. Westville had none. As a matter of fact, Westville didn't have an offensive rebound in the first half, and the Tigers had 3 for all the shots they missed. Points off the bench, Warsaw 5, Westville with 3. And the points per possession, just nasty. Warsaw has a higher points per possession, just the way the game worked out, 0.72, and Westville, 0.70. Not a pretty half of basketball, Jim Spiker.
No, but I did mention when it was 13-12, I thought we were in pretty good shape, could build a little bit of a lead, and we actually did, 18-15. But then I felt like we started settling for just a shot instead of a great shot. We had four or five different players that just decided to take a shot that I didn't think was a great shot. Was it a bad shot? No. But it wasn't really a great shot as the way we were running our offense, and I think we were capable of getting that. And then down the stretch, we probably had three or four of our seven turnovers the last 2-3 minutes of the half there, and we were stuck on 18 for a long time and are still stuck there. So we'll see what happens here in the third quarter.
At halftime this season, Warsaw is losing at the intermission. Warsaw is 4-3 and 2-2 here in the Tiger Den. And that's where they're at right now, 19-18 Westville, and they have the ball to start the third. When we come back after this on News Now Warsaw.